The Gemara here in Mo'ikatan, Daf Zion, is heavily involved in the laws of Tumah and Tahara of Saras, which, for whatever reason, is not Lamaisa nowadays. That's a different discussion. How come we don't have Saras nowadays? For another time. But there is a limud here in the Gemara that does inform us about another area of Avelus. We know that Mo'ikatan is the Masechta of Avelus, as we'll learn in the second half of the Masechta, but there's an Inyan of Avelus right here as well in the Daf. The Gemara Masechta of Daf Gimel and Beis says that one should not relate to another person that someone has died or other bad news, because the pasuk says Mishlei Umotzi Diba Huksil. One should not be the bearer of bad news unless it is necessary, as we'll discuss. And the Chassam Sofer there, Masechta Daf Dalet, says that the issue is only with a Shmua Krova, as we'll discuss in a moment as well. It's only if someone's going to have to sit Shiva. There's no problem telling somebody that a relative has passed today, now they're Chayv and Avelus, after 30 days have passed, if it's a Shmua Ruchoka. And we'll touch upon this in a moment as well. The Panim Iros and the Maram Shikin, the Tshuvas Arachayim, Simen Chavav, and the Tshuvas of the Rivam Shnaituk all say this is an Isser and not just a Mila. It's a real Isser to relate bad news. Sometimes people get a geschmack out of being the one to relate all the terrible things, but as a Mida and as a Halacha, this we'll see in a moment, it's passing on the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, one should not want to share bad news where someone has passed away, whatever it is. And obviously, for the other reasons we do share, if someone passes away, so people come to the Levaya, people know, be aware of what has to be done. But one should not be the one to try to offer up that information if it can be found out other ways as well. Rachman al-Tzad, you hear about an accident, a tragedy somewhere. You know, some people come walking out and say, did you hear there was a train wreck, a crane crash, something terrible like that. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Umotzi Diba Huksil. One should not try to be the one to share bad information. No reason to be the one to share this news as well. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah, in Hilchos Avelus at the end, Siman Tav Beis, in Sif Yud Beis, cites this as a halacha and says that it applies even to the person's parents have passed away, even to the child. One should technically not say. And this is the opinion of the Levush and the Chachma Saddam and the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. And the Racha Shulchan says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Shemesh Lo Meis, for lo no dalo. And they don't know the person has passed away. Eino Chova Shiomru Lo. You don't have to tell them. Vafilu Ba'avivimo, even if it's the person's parents. Valzen Amar, Mod Sidiba Hu Ksil. Now, this halach is not relevant all the time, but it is relevant in the cases where, if by telling the person, it would be bad for their health. And we have a number of cases that throughout halacha, and this is lemaisa nowadays, if the person were to find out that a karov, someone they would have to sit shiva for, has passed away, then we often do not tell them if it will be detrimental to their health or their mental well-being. I know of a case of a couple of months ago, in England, where somebody had, a parent had passed away, and it was the son's, the grandson, the son who would have to sit shiva, his son was getting married the next day, and the other siblings didn't tell him. So he could go to his son's wedding and enjoy it, and only after the chasen they told him. It happens all the time, and this is a siman Shulchan Aruch. Some people hear this, they think it sounds cruel, mean, how can you not tell the person? But in many cases, it is the right thing to do, to withhold the information, so the person cannot be effective negatively, or enjoy a particular simcha or event that they were looking forward to at that time. It actually was Lamaisa also by the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Lubavitch Rebbe's brother, Rebbe Yisrael, he passed away at a young age, and the Lubavitch Rebbe wrote letters to his mother pretending to be his brother for 13 years because he didn't think his mother would be able to handle it until she passed away. So it was done throughout the centuries as well. So Rashi in the Paris HaGadol writes in Simen Reish Sadi that you can even invite the uninformed individual to a wedding because the Avelus doesn't begin until the person has Aninas Halev, until the person knows. It's not Lifnei Iver because there's no Isser. He's not violating the Minhagim of Avelus because there's no Chalos of Avelus on him until the person is aware of what's happening at that point. And this is cited by Hagos Maimoni and Hilchos Avelus and the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Umutr lahazmino lusudas erusin unesun v'chol simcha. You can invite him to anything until he finds out about the Avelus. Kevin she'eni yodeh, because he doesn't know. Mihu im shoel alav ein l'shak v'lo mer chayhu. However, if he asks, did this relative pass away, you can't lie to him, because it says midvar sheker tirchak. However, we'll discuss even there, it's not so clear. Only the Bach says you can't invite the person to the wedding, but all the poskim say you can invite the person to the wedding until he knows about the avelus that is upon him. The Sefer Chassidim in Taftaf Gimel says that if it's leil tefillah for one's wife and a relative of her passes away, then the husband doesn't have to inform her. She can go to the mikveh, they can be together, and then tell her afterwards. So they can fulfill the mitzvah onah at that time, so she would want to be together with her husband. And this is cited by poskim as well, the Shar Ephraim and the Chedusha Gershuni, the Birke Yosef, the Shuvas Rav Yehuda Miller, the Gillian Maharsha. Many, many poskim say, in that case as well, regarding Leil Tefillah. The Dvar Moshe writes in Siman Ayin Aleph, you can tell the person to get a haircut and cut their nails. Let's say the person was waiting to get a haircut at the end of the month, and now if they tell them that they're a bit avelus, they're not going to get a haircut for a whole another month at least. So there, you're allowed to tell him, why don't you go get a haircut? And then come after he comes back, tell him that now he's in avelus and tell him about the passing of the relative as well. The Sefer Shivei Nayim said that if a person is wearing tefillin and davening, you can wait until they take off the tefillin and finish their davening as well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Alicha Shlomo says you shouldn't even tell them before davening. Let the person daven shachris and wear tefillin to fulfill the mitzvah, and then tell them afterwards if need be. The Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Vav cites the Dudaya Sada that you should inform the relative of the death after Shloshim in all of those cases, because at least they should have that aspect of, well, of the Shmua Rechoka. Rechaim Pelagi in the Chaim B'Yad and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Bey says that if a person has a sense that something is wrong and is asking what has happened to the relative, you should tell him, as the Shulchan Aruch indicated as well. And this is not being motzi diva, because there's already a kol out there. There's already something off. The person knows something's not right. And if the person asks, you should tell them as well. This is not exactly the same case, because it wasn't a relative, but the famous story is that Rabbi Soloveitchik knew that Rav Moshe had passed away, because they would share phone calls every Yontif, before Yontif, and they didn't want to tell the Rav that Rav Moshe had passed away. But eventually he found out because Rav Moshe had not called, and therefore he had, was aware of what was going on at that time. The Stei Chemed argues on the Chaim B'Yad Rechaim Pelagi, and he argues that as long as the person doesn't know for sure, you can continue to withhold the information, as long as it's not an outright lie. If you can say something in a way that can be understood in two ways, says the Stei Chemed, even if the person asks you directly, did the person pass away, if you think it's for the betterment of the person not to know, you're allowed to answer in a two-faced way that the person would not know what's happening at the end of the day. The above Shulchan Aruch said that you don't even have to tell the male child who would otherwise be chayv in saying Kaddish. That's how far the Shulchan Aruch goes, even though there would be nobody to say Kaddish for the child. The Ma'ariv Vayel says the minhag is to tell the sons that they can't say Kaddish. And this is what the Ramah says as well, is you're withholding nachas ruach from the mace. It's not fair to the mace that somebody should not say Kaddish, and therefore the Ramah, quoting the Ma'ariv Vayel, says that if there's no one to say Kaddish, you should tell the son in such a case. And this is what the Levush and the Shvas Yaakov and the Chachma Sadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan all say as well. And then there's discussions about, is this a chova to do it? Is it a minag? The Hillel Omer says it's nahogu, the Ramah says it's anachova, the Chaim B'Yad says it's a mitzvah, the Maram Shuk says it's a chiv to tell the son so he can say Kaddish, lo salmod al dam reyacha, says the Maram Shuk, that the neshama should have nobody say Kaddish for it, that would be lo salmod al dam reyacha, and you have to tell the child to say Kaddish for the parents. The Ma'arival says when it comes to daughters, there's no imperative because the minhag was that the daughters didn't say Kaddish, and this is cited by the Ramah as well. But Rav Yair Bachach writes in the Chavos Yair that the minhag is to also tell the daughters, and the Yalka Yosef says the same thing in addition. Rav Betzal Ransberg writes in Simon Memhei that if the child is already saying Kaddish for another person, then there's no chiyuv to tell the child because they're already saying Kaddish as well.
You don't have to say Kaddish for a person.
What?
You don't have to have intent for what you're saying.
Ah, so the Stei Chemed argues for that reason. The Stei Chemed says you have to have two kavanas for the Kaddish. You can't just say Kaddish stam and then have all the kavana, have one kavana for everybody. It has to be individual kavana when you're saying Kaddish as well. The Chuvas of the Marash Engel, Chelik Vav, says if there's one child who is already saying Kaddish for the Nifter, then the other sons don't have to be informed because there's already a child saying Kaddish, and this is cited by the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha and the Alka Yosef, both note that just because there's someone already saying Kaddish, it doesn't take away from the mitzvah of Kibud Av of that child who doesn't know to say Kaddish well, and says the Alka Yosef, all the children should be informed. Now let's come to our Gemara. Why do we go through this whole Siman Shulchan Aruch? Because we want to get to our Gemara. Comes the tshuvas of the Panim Iros and Chelik Beis, Siman Kuf Tzadi Alfin, cited by the Pischei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Beis. And the Panim Iros says that even according to the Ramah, who says that you must tell the sons they can recite Kaddish, it's clear that it doesn't apply on Yontif, he says. You don't have to tell the child on Yontif that the parent has passed away. And he quotes a Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Zion. What's the proof? The Gemara says, Chasin Shenolad Bo Nega, the Chasin who has a Nega, and he doesn't know what it's going to be, Taho or Tameh. So does he go to the Kohen? Does the Kohen tell him that he's Tameh or not? No. The Kohen says nothing. Why? Because he doesn't want to shter, he doesn't want to ruin the Sheva Brachos, the Shiva Semei Mishnah. So says the Panim Iros, we see, if it's a din in Simchas Yantif, or a din in the Simcha of Shiva Semei Mishnah, of Sheva Brachos, then the Samachta B'Chagecha and the Mitzvah of Sheva Brachos overrides the Avelus, and you don't tell the person, you don't tell the son, until after Shiva Simei Mishnah, says the Panim Iros. He says it's usher to tell somebody in Yontif in such a case that a relative has passed away, assuming in all these cases that they would be taken care of and the person would not be harmed in not knowing. And the person obviously would want to know about the passing relative, then you should tell them. But if the case of the person would be elderly or whatever the reason would be, they wouldn't be able to handle information, then says the Panim Iros, it would be usher to ruin a person's yantif in such a case as well. And he says the same thing about Purim. And then there's the last discussion about Bitzal Torah B'Rabim. The Tshuvas of Rav Bitzal Ranchberg says that one shouldn't relate information about a relative passing away if it leads to that person sitting Shiva and cause Bitzal Torah B'Rabim, that he won't give the regular shirim, he won't teach Torah. It says the Tshuvas Maharam Rashberg, it's usher to tell him. I don't think this is the minhag, but the Yalkut Yosef does say this. The Yalkut Yosef brings the halacha, and he quotes the following story. Rav Meir Chadash was the mashgiach in Hebron, and he received a telegram to the yeshiva that his father has passed away, and Rav Chatzkel Sarna withheld the telegram from him for 30 days, because he didn't want that there should be 30 days, or at least a shiva. Rav Meir Chadash wasn't being Marbit Torah in Hebron, and he only showed him the telegram afterwards, and he sat shiva for an hour for a shmu rechoka, and he got up, and that was it. He didn't have any hard feelings. That's what was done, and that was the proof that was brought from the Alkut Yosef as well to show that Talmud Torah B'Rabim trumps the shiva. That's obviously needs to be done under the very careful guidance of Gedolei Yisrael. Right, but that wasn't on. That was just the. That was, they didn't withhold it from him. That wasn't. Again, all these things, these should be used. All these cases of withholding of Avelus and Shiva should be done under very specific cases, with the guidance of somebody who knows the person and what's going to be best for the person, and Rabbanim who will let you know when it's proper to withhold and not proper to withhold at the end of the day.